another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Call live now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Well, we had an interesting thing happen here in Arizona. Did you hear about this? Apparently purposeful. They don't know the details, really. But based on the location of the optical cable and what was done, purposeful sabotage, not just like a random vandalism. I'm not sure what the difference would be, but an optical cable, internet cable, was cut out in the middle of the desert north of Phoenix, shut down the internet in northern Arizona for a day. I mean, it was shut down. Debit card readers, you know, credit card readers. What's interesting about this is it's a great opportunity to learn the lesson that we might need to prepare for. And I'm not a big fan of the conspiracy guys. You know, I'm not trying to do the Glenn Beck thing. I'm not going to start crying about how, you know, we're not going to have any food potentially in the next 2 years, which may or may not happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but that's not what I'm interested in doing. But what I am saying is that this kind of thing can happen. And I think it will, I've been predicting for years that it will happen on a larger scale. I predicted that this would happen soon, that I wasn't sure what the scale would be. It might just be regional. This wasn't even regional. It was just a section of the state, of a relatively small state. North side of Phoenix, north of Phoenix, Flagstaff, Prescott, the small towns north of Phoenix, completely disconnected from the internet. It was a CenturyLink optical cable. I think they're a little queasy. The authorities in CenturyLink are a little bit queasy about providing too many details. I think they're concerned about providing too many details. So we're having to fill in some blanks here. But the best of my understanding right now is that somebody used some heavy equipment to dig the cable up and to cut it. Quite purposefully. They don't know who, they don't know why, but it was a big deal. And I got to tell you something, if they did this, there are places in this country, like if they did it in the outskirts of Chicago instead of the outskirts of Phoenix, it could shut down the internet in the western U.S. If they did it, what's the town in Kansas? There's a big center in Kansas.
Wichita?
Might be Wichita. If they did it in the outskirts of Wichita, it could shut down big portions of the western U.S. You know, if they did it outside of Miami, it could shut down South America. I mean, there's a lot of distributed routes around the internet purposefully. But there are a significant number of centralized hubs for certain regions. You whack that hub, big portions of the internet go down. And this was a relatively small one, but it was a great example of what can happen. People running businesses, their businesses were shut down. If you didn't walk in with cash, well, and then when you did walk in with cash, they couldn't give you change because they can't count. They couldn't do it. So an unfortunate situation that has been resolved. Access in northern Arizona has been restored. It was restored a couple of days ago. But it was a big story and an opportunity to learn what maybe you need to think about. Yes, it is possible for the internet to go down for a significant period of time completely. And what am I going to do? How do I deal with it? You know, you need to carry some cash. Or maybe you don't carry it. Maybe you stash it in an envelope at the house. But you need to have some cash so that if you need to go do something, you can do it.
That's true.
I mean, because businesses in northern Arizona, if you didn't have cash, it didn't, you know, the business did not occur. You need to have, you know, like cloud data. It's one of the reasons I'm queasy about the cloud. I mean, great advantages, and I utilize it, but I'm not dependent on it, and that's the key. You know, you got to think about, okay, what am I? We don't even realize we're dependent on it until it goes away. Mm-hmm. You got to start thinking about, okay, what am I dependent on? I need to have some alternatives. One of the things that I always tell my clients: what are your procedures if the power goes out and stays out for a day or two? Or the internet goes down and stays down for a day or two?
I go to sleep.
How do you enter the transactions? Do you have a flashlight to even go find the pencil so that you can do your invoices by hand? Do you have any of that?
Invoices by hand?
Well.
How would you do that?
With a robotic hand.
What? I don't know. You mean like use a pen or a pencil?
Pen or a pencil on a piece of paper.
What?
Yeah.
Can you even do that anymore? Is that still legal?
It is legal for now.
Oh, boy.
They're still chopping down trees, so we got paper available for now. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Then, of course, China, with their 60,000 internet accounts shut down because they're doing the internet censorship thing. Kind of an interesting story. Juxtaposition, mm-hmm. Our FCC takeover.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Now, what happens in China cannot possibly happen here.
No. So what was the entity that that did this shutting down of?
Well, it was the Chinese Internet Authority.
Which is what? Who runs that? It's a conglomeration of businesses that do this?
Well Hung Dong.
Oh, that's right.
That's the guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Quite famous.
Yeah. 60,000 internet accounts. They're talking about, you know, it. And here's the point, is that it's always done with the best of intentions. They don't say, we're censoring the internet because we don't want freedom of speech. We want to take, you know, we want to have heavy-handed control over our citizens. They never say that. That's what the results are. Mm-hmm. But what they say, they did this to rectify online names. Mm. Alibaba Group Holding Limited, Tencent Holding, Baidu, Sinocorp, Weibo Corp and other companies deleted 60,000 accounts in a call aimed at rectifying online names. Now, the organization actually in China that is responsible for this is the Cyberspace Administration of China, a.k.a. the CAC.
So it's a state.
Right.
So it's a government state-run thing.
Right.
Hmm, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, that could never happen here.
Never. Yeah, and what it boils down to is they got people in China that are registering. You know, it's like having a fake Facebook thing where you don't log in. You know, you use an internet or an email address of fast129@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't
give out my
And fast129@gmail.com
Thanks,
is registered to Joe Blow in Podunk, Mississippi, on 23456 Main Street, you know, that kind of stuff that you do to maintain anonymity and you have a usable email address and you register for Facebook with that. Well, these guys don't like that. They want to be able to know exactly who you are and what you're posting and take it right back to you because it's only right because you could be a bad guy.
Right.
And so they wipe 60,000 accounts because they don't conform. And the whole point to me is just that understanding that they only do it to protect you. They only do that to protect Chinese citizens.
Right.
Now, the biggest story of the week,
yeah.
Big story.
Saving this one for last.
Of course, is the dress. There's a story on eonline.com. I love the headline. The dress that tore the internet apart. Also brought it together.
Wait a minute. I know what you're talking about. It was the one that Madonna was wearing when she got pulled off the stage, right?
That's the second biggest story of the
week. Oh, okay. I thought that's
it's amazing to me that somebody at her age can look so good.
And get right back up.
And get right back up and keep singing.
Oh, I know.
What a hero.
She is incredible.
What a hero.
Incredible.
But what's the deal with this dress? The black dress with the blue? What's the controversy?
What?
It's real easy to see. All you got to do is look at it.
You know, you're talking about the white one with the gold trim. With the
I haven't seen that story. I've seen the one where it's a black dress with the blue.
Are you sure it's
the
same one?
I've seen that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I've seen the other one with the white with the gold.
Huh.
That one's pretty weird.
I haven't seen it.
What I want to know is how they got in my closet to get that to access the
yeah. What I want to know is how you even come close to putting
what
that on.
It's going on, man.
You just drape it over yourself and
what
fantasize about
is
wearing
going
it.
On? It's a huge deal. I'm surprised you didn't lead the show with this story.
Yeah, what a story.
It is
well,
incredible.
I'm just grateful that the story, the dress that tore the internet apart.
Is it still
actually
has it been,
got it back?
Has
together.
It been resolved? Has it been resolved though? I don't think it has. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously you're looking at another dress than I'm looking, because mine is white and gold.
Yeah.
Yours is blue and black.
Well, you know what? The dress is white and gold. Anybody that sees blue and black is insane. We'll be back after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.